January 2nd, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Will you go out without knowing? He went out, not knowing whither he went. Hebrews 11:8. Have you been out in this way? If so, there is no logical statement possible when anyone asks you what you are doing. One of the difficulties in Christian work is this question. What do you expect to do? You do not know what you are going to do. The only thing you know is that God knows what he is doing. Continually revise your attitude towards God and see if it is a going out of everything, trusting in God entirely. It is this attitude that keeps you in perpetual wonder. You do not know what God is going to do next. Each morning you wake, it is to be a going out, building in confidence on God. Take no thought for your life, nor yet for your body. Take no thought for the things for which you did take thought before you went out. Have you been asking God what he is going to do? He will never tell you. God does not tell you what he is going to do. He reveals to you who he is. Do you believe in a miracle-working God? And will you go out and surrender to him until you are not surprised, an atom, at anything he does? Suppose God is the God you know him to be when you are nearest to him. What an impertinence worry is. Let the attitude of the life be a continual going out, in dependence upon God, and your life will have an ineffable charm about it, which is a satisfaction to Jesus. You have to learn to go out of convictions and out of your creeds and out of your experiences until, so far as your faith is concerned, there is nothing between yourself and God. That's the end of Oswald's text. The icon of faith, Abraham, is described in Hebrews 11 among the other greats of the faith. It would be an exercise in interest and value to reread Hebrews 11 about the heroes of the faith. But the specific thing that was often spoken of Abraham and the place to which Christians who really want to be fully surrendered to God is this, that I'm not following God to a place where I know the destination to be, or a place where I know the specific task to be, but rather I am following God even when I don't know where I'm going. In the following, that I am simply available at any moment to turn my day on a dime and follow him anywhere. We all have been raised with the idea of personal responsibility and that acting responsibly, making appointments and being good for those appointments, is a way that is tantamount to our testimony and important as a part of our testimony. But that's absolutely contrary to the way of God. Abraham made no appointments except to go where God said go, or really, to go when God said go. Many times he had no clue where he was going, nor did it matter. If your day is full of structure, full of organization, full of specific meetings and appointments, those that you have option to change, and the Lord asks you or bids you do something else other than what you had planned, even if it's a great activity or some great Christian service or work for God, you need to be willing to forsake the scheduled task in favor of the unscheduled, immediate obedience task that the Lord puts before you. Although contrary to the ways of our society, and contrary to the ways we have been so often taught in our churches, this is the way of Christ. Jesus did not make appointments. Jesus moved when the Spirit of God energized him to do so. And if we would be like Jesus, we would never ask the question, what would Jesus do? We would simply ask the question, Holy Spirit, where do you want me to go? Or, what do you want me to do? Or, do you simply want me to move in a different direction than I'm headed? When the Spirit calls, move immediately in that direction. You will be criticized by many around you, many of whom will be godly Christians because they are so bound up in the tyranny of the should and the tyranny of their own calendars. God wants immediate obedience, just as a commander needs immediate obedience of his soldiers in the field. If he calls and barks an order which is contrary to the previous order, he is in charge and requires immediate action. Failure to respond in a military action could mean the death of self and many others in the troop. The same is true of God's working. He is not interested in soldiers who have their own agenda. He is only interested in soldiers who put his agenda always, ever, and only first.